Hallelujah. Blessed be his wonderful name. I'm going to see a victory. Amen. My God never loses. Amen, amen. Are you happy tonight? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. Well, we're just thrilled to be here again. We're at the end of a year and the start of a new year. And I'll share a few statements with you at the end of the service before we go into communion. But, you know, we're not turning over a new leaf. We're not saying, I'm going to try better. I'm going to do better next year than I did this year. Those are things that the world does. Those are statements that the world makes. And a few months later, what was it that I said I was going to do? And, you know, you can't do anything without him. The key is to get born again of his spirit. Let him change you. Amen. And then just endeavor. I'm just going to walk in whatever truth that he reveals. And my desire is to fulfill the portion of the word that he's ordained, that he's that is his will for me to fulfill my day. Amen. And we head forward. Now, we know that at the end of the service that we'll have communion and foot washing, and we'll both end a year and start a new year doing the very same thing. And so our desire is for God to search our hearts. Our desire is to be for the word to discern our thoughts and bring anything to our remembrance that we need to repent of. And what a blessing it is to be able to repent, right? What a blessing it is to be able to, I mean, if the Lord didn't show us what was wrong, we couldn't get right. So we thank him when he shows us, and then we put it in the sea of forgetfulness, put it behind us, we go into the next year. Life's for the living, and we press forward, put everything behind us. So that should be our desire tonight, every one of us, to, Lord, just search my heart. Don't let me carry anything forward. That should always be our desire, but, you know, especially as we're coming to the end of a year, we just want to start the new year out squeaky clean and washed by the water of the word, scrubbed out. And so we're thankful to have our brother David and sister Laura Cadman with us tonight. And you know, it's a sacrifice for them to be with us, you know, that having to drive out this way and drive back and just all the things that are going on at this time of year. And fortunately, you know, it's maybe hard for some of us to imagine because the weather's so nice here, you know. We almost have to put on a sweater, right? But the rest of the country isn't enjoying this kind of weather, and of course they have to drive through these other conditions. So we thank them for their sacrifice to be here with us, to be a blessing. And we certainly do love our brother David and his ministry, and he has a special place in our heart and with this church. And so our desire is that he would just have his liberty tonight, that the Lord would have his liberty tonight, and that each one of us would give the Lord the preeminence and allow his word to search our hearts and take us higher and higher in him, and prepare us for the days that are coming ahead. And whatever it is that we have need of. If you haven't met him personally, I wouldn't go into the next year. I'd stay here. I'd stay here and make sure that I go into the next year with him. That'll make all the difference. In fact, that's the only thing that'll make a difference. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. So as our brother prepares to come, our brother David prepares to come, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. How many can say that tonight? I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, I need you, Lord. I need need you, Lord, right now. And so I lift my hands and I bow my knees and I worship at your throne. 'Cause I need you, Lord. Yes, I need you, Lord, right now. Amen. With all your heart, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Oh, yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Yes, Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. And so I lift my hands and I bow my knees and I worship at your throne. I need you, Lord. Yes, I need you, Lord, right now. With all your heart, I need you, Lord. Oh, yes, I need you, Lord. Oh, I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah.
Do it again, amen. You need him tonight. Need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need him, don't we? Amen. You may be seated just for a few minutes. Amen. Just like to greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord tonight. Amen. And just out here in Tucson and just greet you from our church back home there in Alabama. Brother Homer sends his greetings, our pastors. So we just want to, you know, just greet you for him. And we just love the Lord. Amen. And just appreciate the Lord. Amen. And so, Brother Doug told me, I said, he said I could preach the rest of the year. So, amen. But anyway, we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. And appreciate his goodness to us, his mercy to us. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, just here it is. We're fixing to approach 2023. And who would have ever thought? I mean, you know, we've always, you know, when we first came in the message, 1969, I just a little boy of 9 years old. Mom and Dad got baptized, and so, but you know what? They looked at it a whole lot different than what a lot of us do today. I mean, I remember she was ironing some clothes out in the den where we lived at, and she said, "David, I'd be surprised if you'd seen your 12th birthday." That's just how close we thought it was. And you know what? We lived like that. That it could be any moment. But I believe we've got away from that. I believe we need to get back to it. I need you, Lord. I need you now. Amen. And so we just lived that close. And she said, David, I'd be surprised if you see a 12th birthday. Well, we've seen a 12, then another 12, and, you know, five, a little over five 12s that I've seen, you know. But we're here by the grace of God, and we're going to keep pressing on. I think I heard Brother Doug say, you know, like Paul, the apostle, he said, I don't have count myself to have apprehended it yet. I mean, what it was to lay hold upon it yet. You ever heard of somebody say, well, he got apprehended? The police said, well, we apprehended the suspect. I mean, they arrested him. And Paul said, I have not attained or have apprehended or have arrested what I've been called to. But he's apprehended me. Oh, that's what I want him to do, is apprehend me. Amen. He said, I haven't gained into what I'm called to. I haven't apprehended it yet. But this one thing I do, I'm forgetting those things that are behind. Here we are in a few hours, 2022 will be over, and we can never bring it back. It'll be history. The books will be closed on it. Amen. And I heard Brother Doug say, you know, he said, we don't, like the prophet of God said, we don't make New Year's resolutions. That's what the world does. He said, I've seen my dad many times take his tobacco out of his pocket and threw it away, but he watched where it landed so he could pick it up the next day. We all make New Year's resolutions. But he said, what I want to do is say, pray God for his mercy and for his grace. For God's mercy. That's what I want. To get closer to him. Turn and read my Bible and pray every day. That's what the prophet said to do, in order to get close. He said, well, Brother David, I don't know if I should read my Bible and pray every day. You get on Facebook every day. Get on TikTok every day. And all these other apps that you got, you get on them every day. He said, well, I don't know. Then you be the one that reads your Bible and pray every day. He said, well, I don't know if I can come to church. You be the one that comes to church. You say, well, I don't know if I can be the one to praise God. Then you be the one that praises God. Amen. Don't let your life be determined by what other people do. You be the example. You take a hold of God's word and you be the example. Amen. That's what I want to do. I want to be the example. Amen. Take a hold of God's word and just be the example that God has called me to be. Amen. That's what I want to be. Just be the example that God has called me to be. Because I can't bring back the past. Amen. Them things are done. Amen. I just say, God, forgive me. Amen. Throw it in the sea of forgiveness. Amen. Do it, Lord. Put it under your blood. Amen. Like that song, the devil's a liar. Amen. He'll make you look at your past and say, and you say, well, I'm just a failure. I'm just no good. But God died. Amen. And purchased your salvation that you could sit here this night. Amen. And praise God. And thank him for what he has done for you. Amen. That's what I want to do. Amen. Forgetting those things which are in the past. And keep pressing toward that mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what I want to do tonight. Amen. I want to read you something before we get started. This is called The Center of the Bible. Question, what is the shortest chapter of the Bible? Answer, Psalms 117. Question, what is the longest chapter of the Bible? Answer, Psalms 119. Which chapter is the center of the Bible? Answer, Psalms 118. Fact, there are 594 chapters before Psalms 118. Fact, there are 594 chapters after Psalms 118. Add these numbers up and you get 1188. Question, what is the center verse in the Bible? Answer, Psalms 118, verse 8. Does this verse say something significant about God's perfect will for our lives? Psalms 118:8 says it like this. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now, isn't that odd how this worked out? Or was God in the center of it? The next time someone says they would like to find God's perfect will for their lives and that they want to be in the center of his will, just send them to the center of his word. When things get tough, always remember, faith doesn't get you around trouble, it gets you through it. Amen. Thought that was real good. Amen. So if you have your Bibles tonight and you'd like to stand with us, amen. Trust that we'll be able to say something tonight that would help you. Amen. And just, we just want God's perfect will. Amen. For the service tonight. And, you know, I'm no long-winded preacher, but, you know, and I'm sure that God, you know, brother, I don't know how this come to be. I remember one time I was, went to preach for a brother. First time I ever preached for him. And what I did, I called, and I thought I called this guy's brother's number, but I didn't mean to call him. Seriously, I did not mean to call him. I thought I was talking to somebody else. I actually was. I thought I was talking to somebody else. And he said, well, you know, he said, you've been real faithful to Brother Homer. I said, yes, sir. And I kept on talking. I said, I hated that you couldn't make the services that we were in the other week. And, hey, I thought I was talking to this other brother, and I wasn't. And he said, well, we've been here pastoring for, I said, pastoring? I said, man, when did this brother become a pastor? I said, I didn't know he was a pastor. And so he said, well, how would you like to come preach for me? I said, well, yeah, I guess I'd be all right. And he gave me a date, and I said, well, I'll just call you back. And finally I called him back, then I found out whose number it was. I said, mercy. But we went anyway, amen, and just we became good friends and everything, and we just, you know, and I don't know when we met Brother Doug. It's been several years ago, but we just become, you know, friends. I mean, we don't text maybe all the time or whatever, but he's always in my prayers, and, you know, and just I hope that trust that we're in his prayers. And, you know, you know how Brother Brown said, he said, I got preacher friends. He said, I got friends, and I got preacher friends. He said, but there's just something about Brother Sidney Jackson. You know, sometimes you got friends, you got preacher friends, but, you know, sometimes there's just something different about other people, you know, and you just want to, you know, say, God bless each and every one of you tonight, and we appreciate this opportunity of being here. Amen, and we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. How many's got a need tonight? Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just love you tonight, Lord. And here we are, Lord. And Father, it seems like since 2020, Lord, it just seemed like, Lord, it's just been an uphill climb, Lord. Lord, like that little story that I read, faith doesn't get us around our problems or over our problems or under it, but faith sees us through it, Lord. And we're thankful for that, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you've seen us through a lot of difficulties in the last several years, Lord. But Father, I believe that you've got a group of people that's still pressing on, Lord. That they're forgetting the things which are in the past, and they keep pressing toward that mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Father, they're like the Apostle Paul. They don't, Lord, claim to have attained it, Lord, or apprehended it, Lord. But, Lord, this one thing they do, they're forgetting all those things which are in the past, Lord, and looking forward to what's ahead and keeps pressing, Lord, toward that mark, Lord. May we all keep pressing, Father. Father, we don't know what this next year holds, Lord. Lord, we've seen through the last several years, we've seen friends pass away. We've seen loved ones pass away, Lord. We've seen a lot of people that we knew personally pass away, Father. But Lord, we know that you got everything under control, Lord. Lord, we as human beings, sometimes we don't understand and we say why. We question, Lord, but Father, help us, Lord, to understand that you got everything under control, Lord. And you know what you're doing, Lord Jesus. Just help me to be in the center of your will, Lord. Help each and every one of us to be in the center of your will, Lord Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. We just ask, Lord, now that, Lord, in these next few moments, Lord, as we would take this opportunity to try to say something that would bless your people tonight, Lord, that you just help us, Lord. May we just get ourselves out of the way, Lord. Like that song, I give myself away so that you can use me, Lord. May I do that tonight, Father. Just give myself away, Father. And Lord, just use me tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you'd help me, Lord. Bless your people tonight, Lord. God, I don't know what they have need of, Lord, but you do, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just ask, oh God, that you minister to each and every one of them tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you just, Lord, just, Lord, if there be any sick amongst us, just touch and heal, Lord. Anyone that's bound down, Lord, believe me, they be delivered tonight, Lord God. Grant it, Lord God. May they go into this next year, Lord, feeling freedom to worship you, Lord God. Freedom to live for you, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord Jesus, we pray. Lord, just anoint the hearts and ears of the listener, Father. Anoint my lips of clay. Let me say those things you'd have me to say, Father. Refrain from those things that you would not want me to say, Lord Jesus. Lord, and I'll be careful to give you the glory and the praise and the honor. And we all will, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask these things. Amen and amen. You know, we was talking in the back there before Brother Doug came out here, and we just in the back before the service got started, and we was talking about, you know, just about, you know, how John, you know, the John the Revelator, how that he, you know, he wrote the book of Revelations, God revealing itself to us, and he was the one that leaned over on Jesus' breast, and Jesus loved him. He said, you know, he loved, and he, you know, when he said, when he, and they begin to question, you know, and said, and somebody spoke up, I forget who it was, might have been Peter, said, Lord, what about this man? And the Lord said, what's that to you? You just follow me. So many times we worry about what this one's going to do, what that one's going to do, what this one is doing. Let's not worry about that. Let this coming year be, say, Lord, I ain't going to worry about what everybody else is doing. I'm just going to follow you, Lord. I'm going to make up in my mind, I'm going to serve you, Lord. No matter what anybody else does, I'm going to serve you. Amen. You know, God knows how to keep us humble. Paul, the Apostle Paul, he had great revelations revealed. He said he was caught up into the third heaven. He said, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. I was caught up and seen things that were unlawful to utter. But God gave me a thorn in the flesh. He said, I prayed to the Lord to take it away from me. But he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. And he said, it was put there to keep me humble. Unless I be get exalted above measure. Sometimes he has to do that. The Bible, St. Luke, the gospel, the 19th chapter, then we'll be coming from St. John, the 4th chapter. You love him? St. Luke, verse 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. He entered and was passing through. He was on his way out. Can you imagine? He's on his way out. Fixing to turn back to the Jews. We've got to get a hold of him while he's still able. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, The half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And then over in St. John, the fourth chapter, very familiar scripture, especially to us tape listeners. If we listen to tapes, Brother Brown calling a prayer line, he usually goes back to, especially if it's a sister come up first, especially if it's of different nationality, he says St. John 4 again. Listen what he says, St. John 4, verse 4. And he must needs go through Samaria. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. I'd like to take for a little thought if I can. Like I said, try to, you know, you just pull from the gift tonight and we see what God's got for us. I know we're going to take communion later on and, you know, the Lord's Supper. And I think that's nice. Amen. To be able to do that, the closing out of a year, the beginning of another year. Just something about it. Amen. Taking the Lord's Supper. And I'm glad we got a mind on how to do and how to partake of it. Amen. So I like to take a thought. He must come by here. Or he has to pass this way. And I was thinking along, you know, in Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, the 12th verse. And they shall call them, talking about me and you, the holy people. The redeemed of the Lord. How many believes that you're redeemed tonight? Amen. And thou shalt be, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. I believe we've been, all of us tonight, amen, have been sought out. Amen. We've been sought out by him. Oh, hallelujah. What a feeling that is to be sought out by the Almighty God. And I like that feeling, amen. Because, hey, I thought, hey, you would say, well, him, not him, or her, not her. But God said, yes, him, yes, her, and sought you out. Amen. You may think you're so unworthy tonight, but it's by his amazing grace that he made me and you worthy tonight. Hallelujah. It's his grace all the way through that he made me and you worthy tonight. He sought me and you out. Amen. When we thought that we was going down for the last time, he sought us out. He called us out. Amen. Amen. A holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. I thought, my, what a beautiful type of Christ. If you look over there in the book of Ruth and read that about the kinsman redeemer. My, what a beautiful type. How the redeemer, how Christ. Amen. And how that he, you know, in the redeemer, when Ruth had to go back and do all those things. And I thought, mine, and just redemption. What redemption is to bring a person or an inheritance back to its original state. And I thought about a redeemer. The redeemer, if in order to redeem someone, that redeemer had to be a kinsman. There was nobody that could redeem me and you. Not one of us in here could redeem one another. But there was one that was worthy. And he left all his splendor and glory to come down to pay the price. See, to redeem somebody, you had to be able to pay the price. You had to be a kinsman, and you must be able to do it, and you must be willing to do it. I'm glad he was willing to pay the price for me and you. He was willing, amen, to leave everything behind and come and seek me and you out to buy us back. Amen. I don't know if you ever heard my story about the little boy that built a little red boat. And he painted it red. He built it from scratch and he painted it red. And he went behind his house where he lived. And he sailed that boat up and down the canal every day. Oh, he just loved his little red boat. And he would sail it up and down the canal. And oh, he was just having a grand old time. Well, one day the current got rough. And his boat got away from him. And he lost his little red boat. And oh, how it must have been so heartbroken for a little boy. How that he made this little boat from scratch and how that he loved this boat and now he lost it. How devastating it would be for a little boy to lose his boat. So heartbroken. Well, the weeks went by and his dad said, son, I'm going into town tomorrow and I'm going to give you some money and you can go and buy whatever you want to. So I got to go conduct some business. But while I'm conducting this business, you can go and buy whatever you want to buy. And so can you imagine? As any little boy would, he probably couldn't sleep that night. So excited about getting to go to town with his dad and getting to shop and just buy whatever he wanted to buy. Next morning they got up. He probably was up before his dad was. Ready to go. They went to town and his dad said, all right, son. He said, here, I got to go conduct my business. And said, here's the time. Said, meet me back here about noon. Said, just go and here's your money. You can go and just buy whatever you want to buy. So you can see that little boy. He'd go and he'd looking through the windows and he'd just looking at everything. And my, he just having a grand old time. But Brother Andy came by a pawn shop. And he looked through that window. And he seen his little red boat. And so he went in the store and he told that store owner. He said, sir, that's my little red boat. The store owner said, son, I'm sorry, but I just bought that red boat the other day. He said, no, sir. He said, I created that boat. I painted it red. Told him what he did and how that the current got sweating and he lost it. He said, no, sir, son, I'm telling you, I got that boat. He said, no, sir. He just said, well, sir, how much is it? He said, here's what the price is. And he poured all that he had out to purchase that little red boat. And when he walked out of the store, he said, you're mine, little red boat. You're mine, little red boat. You're twice mine. He said, I created you and I lost you, but I bought you back. So you're twice mine. We're twice his tonight. Amen. He created us. Amen. And we were born shaping in sin, came to the world speaking lies, lost and undone, but he bought us back. So we're twice his tonight. Hallelujah. We're twice his tonight. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm twice his tonight. Amen. That makes me want to praise him that much more. That makes me want to shout that much more because I'm twice his. Amen. Amen. Oh, what is it? His grace to us. It was God's grace to us. Brother Branham said it like this. It was God's grace to Israel that provided them a prophet. God's grace to Israel that provided them a pillar of fire. What about me and you? God's grace to us that provided us a prophet. God's grace to us that provided us a pillar of fire. God's grace to us sisters, you sisters, to show you how you ought to dress and how you ought to act. How you ought to treat your husband. God graced us brothers. Tell us how we ought to live, how we ought to act, and how we ought to treat our wives. Amen. It's God's grace to us. Amen. I think about Adam in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Me and Brother Doug was talking, but see, Adam, he wasn't deceived, but Eve was. But he should have brought everything under subjection, under his. God help us tonight. To bring everything under our domain. Amen. And we shouldn't have Satan rule over us. Amen. Satan shouldn't determine how these services go. Satan should determine how you live, how you act. We are, amen. He should be under our feet tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a liar tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And when Adam hid himself, the Lord came down seeking Adam, sought out. Brother Brown said it should have been Adam going and saying, "Where, Lord, where are you? I'm seeing, I've done this, Lord. Here I," but it was God coming down, saying, "Adam, where aren't you? I wonder tonight if he's coming through and he's asking us, Adam, where art thou? You haven't prayed like you should have. Adam, where are you at? You haven't came to church like you ought to. Adam, where are you at? You haven't prayed like you should have. Adam, where are you tonight? You haven't listened to tapes like you should have. Adam, where are you tonight?" Amen. Where are we tonight? Amen. That's the question. Now let's just look at this in St. John 4 for a little bit. Let's look at that fourth verse. Amen. Now, I was listening. Brother Brown preached. I was listening to Contending for the Faith. Kind of taking some notes on it. Don't know when I'll preach on it, but I was looking at it, and Brother Brown preached it about seven times, contending for the faith, the faith. He said, there's only one, the faith. Amen. And said, Jesus was the one that introduced the faith to us. He was the author or the founder of the Christian religion, Christianity. And he said, if we're going to give it a fair trial, we ought to go back and see what he done and what he said about the faith. Amen. And he's in there in one of them messages. He said, now, here was Jesus, and he was on his way, amen, to Jericho, I think it was, or I forget where he was going, down through there. And he said, it should have been a straight shot. But he said, I got a need to go by Samaria. I wonder tonight if he's got a need to come by Love Divine Fellowship. Amen. Oh, while he's over here blessing this church and blessing that church, he still can bless us tonight. Amen. Amen. I wonder if you got a need tonight that he said, I got to go by the way of Tucson, Arizona to Brother Doug Baker's church to Love Divine Fellowship. There's some brothers and sisters. There's some young people that need me tonight. Amen. Amen. They need me. Amen. So he said, I must needs go through Samaria. Verse 5, then cometh he, now I'm just going to read, you can follow me. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, next to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus therefore, being wearied, amen, with his journey, sat thus on the well, and is about the sixth hour. Now, there was women that would come to draw water from this well. But see, there were some that maybe, and I looked at it today and I Googled it, and it said the wealthy and the rich women, sometimes they wouldn't even go down there to draw their own water. They would have servants to go down there and draw their water. But they would go at a certain time. But then this little woman that we're going to speak on that came, she couldn't come at the time where there's certain, when them women come, because she had a bad name. Nobody wanted nothing to do with her. She was in a bad way, a bad name, and nobody wanted nothing to do with her. I wonder if there's anybody in the house like that tonight. Amen. Said there, he sits down on the well, being the sixth hour of weary from his journey. There cometh a woman, Samaria, to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. See, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Now he sent his disciples away, told them to go in the city to buy some meat. Then said the woman, a Samaritan, to him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Brother Bram said it was a segregation. They didn't want no dealings with one another. They didn't like one another. And she looked at him and knew what he was, him being a Jew, and her Samaritan, probably wondered what he was even doing in that city. And said, "What? Well, how is this that you have asked me of a drink? You being a Jew, me being a Samaritan, we don't have no dealings with one another. In fact, we hate one another." Now listen. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Oh, I think about that tonight, Brother Andy. Amen. Oh, if we really knew who he was tonight, amen, and the gift of God, you wouldn't think it's all, well, that's just Brother Doug. That's just Brother Andy. That's just Brother so-and-so. You need to come in here and say, "God, I need a drink tonight. I need something that'll hold me. I need something that'll quicken this on the inside of me. I'm tired of just living from service to service. I want something on the inside of me that'll help me, that'll keep me in the hour of temptation. Amen. I want something that'll hold me. Amen. I won't have to worry about this or that or that. Lord, it'll hold me. Whew. Amen. That's what I want. Something that'll hold me. Amen. That I won't have to worry. You know, the Pentecost used to think, well, hey, if they could speak in tongues, everything all right. But they found out it was different. Amen. That didn't hold them. Amen. That was just a part of it. Amen. Oh, like the prophet of God said one time, he was away and he sent his girl a gift. And that was all right, but she didn't want that. She said, "Daddy, I want you." He said, "Well, honey, you know, I can't come. I sent you." I said, "That's good, Daddy. I like what you sent me, but I want you. That's what I want. Amen. I don't want just his gifts, which I'll take every one of his gifts that he gives me, but I want the giver himself tonight. I want him to get on the inside of me and live his life out through me. Lord, I need you tonight. Amen. If I knew who you really was, I'd have been coming in here saying, God, I need the Holy Ghost. I need to be born again. I need something on the inside of me that'll keep me in the time of the storm, in the time of trouble. Amen. When everybody else is quitting, when everybody else is giving up, I need something on the inside of me that'll hold me, that'll keep me in the hour of trouble, in the hour of temptation, in the hour when everybody's quitting, in the hour everybody's giving up, in the hour when everybody don't want to come to church, in the hour when nobody wants to praise him. Give me that something that I can hold me, Lord. Hallelujah. That's what I want, Lord. Hallelujah. Said, "You'd ask me, and I'll give you living water." Now listen, let's go on now. Hey, man, be all right, we just go on. Hey, man, now this woman, now she's going to start looking at it naturally. And that's what we do. We look at it naturally. Amen. Well, that's just Brother Doug, or that's just Brother David, or that's just Brother this or that. Amen. I don't want to look at it naturally no more. From this hour forward, Lord, let me, going into this new year, when I come to the house of God, let me not look at it naturally no more, Lord, but let me look and say, God, I need you, Lord. I need something. Amen. I don't want to just speak in tongues. I just want to jump, get happy, Lord, but I want something that'll hold me. Amen. Something that'll keep me, Lord. When you see everybody falling off, Brother Branham, you know what Brother Branham said? I listened to that message. Ye must be born again. He said, that's what's a problem. We're not born again. We're not died yet. God help me to die. Like somebody said, don't let me die until I'm dead. Until I die. Amen. Die out and rot. Brother Branham said, you live off a dead substance. You say, well, I didn't eat no cow. If you ate a vegetable today, that vegetable had to die. That bean or whatever you ate had to go in the ground, that seed, and rot and die so it could bring forth. We all live off a dead substance. And he died in order that me and you could be here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. See, she was looking at it. You know, thou hast nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. From which then hast thou that living water? See, she was looking at the well's deep, and you don't have nothing to draw with. That's how we look at it sometimes. We come to the house of God, and we're beat down, and we've been going through the mully grubs, and we thank God, but we begin to look at it and say, nobody can help me. The well's deep. There's nobody got nothing to draw with. We look at it naturally. Oh, but if we just say, Lord, I need that living water that you're talking about. Amen. I need that. Lord, I want to recognize the gift that's here. Amen. That's what's a problem. Sometimes we look at the veil, but we got to look what's on the inside of the veil. One time the badger skin held it. And that's all they seen it. It held the glory of God. Amen. And that's all they looked at. The badger skin. It wasn't nothing to look at. Amen. It was the badger skin. But now, amen, me and you hold the glory of God. And we ain't nothing to look at. Amen. You go around, none of us is nothing to look at. None of us is worthy. But praise God, he made us worthy. And now we veil the living God. He's on the inside of us, veiled behind this flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad he's veiled behind us tonight. Amen. She said, sir, the well's deep. You don't have nothing to draw with. She said, are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? She said, listen, Jacob gave us this well. His children drank from it. His cattle drank from it. He himself has drunk from it. Are you greater than Jacob, our father, who built this well? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. See, you come. What would Brother Brown say? What was he trying to do? To contact her spirit. He said, listen, you drink from this well, this water that you come to draw, you'll thirst again. Amen. If we're just drinking from some kind of broken cistern tonight, you'll thirst again. You'll go out, keep doing the same things you've always done. Amen. You'll lie. You'll cheat. Amen. You'll commit adultery. You'll go out and do all the things you used to do. But let us drink from that living water tonight. That's what I want to drink from tonight, is that living well. He's got to come by this way. He's got a need to go by. Amen. You young people, he's got a need to come by. Amen. Say, God, I need you tonight. I don't want to just be like any run-of-the-mill young person. I want something to anchor on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Amen. I want something to anchor on the inside of me. Said, you'll thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Hallelujah. He ain't gonna be able, you won't thirst for the things of the world no more. Your thirst will be on him and his word. Hey man, you can't keep you out of the house of God then. You can't keep you from a prayer meeting then. Amen. Oh, a ball game may keep you. Amen. Some rock and roll party may keep you. But once you drink from that well, that living water, it won't keep you in the house of God. That's what's the matter with a lot of people. They're not drunk from the well of living water. Let anything come up, and they'll make an excuse not to come to the house of God. Whew. Amen. He said, well, Brother David, yeah, they're all, the world, they're out partying tonight. Amen, going to rock and roll or whatever they do, the new year in. But what better way to come in and praise God and worship God in spirit and in truth and partake of the Lord's Supper. Amen, what greater thing can we do? Amen. And over in Glendale, Arizona tonight, they're playing a football game. The college football championship or playoffs. Amen. But there's something better than a playoff game. There's something better than kicking a pigskin around. Amen. And that's the word of God. Amen. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost being born again. Amen. How? Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. Amen. That word of God being born in us. Amen. The word of God for the hour that you're living in. And it'll produce the word that you're living in today in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Said, hey, I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That's what I want. The woman said unto her, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She said, I didn't come to draw. Amen. Maybe you're here tonight. Amen. And that he has to pass this way. Maybe you didn't come expecting to get anything. She didn't come expecting to get what she came for that day. Amen. But she went away a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what you can do tonight. Brothers, sisters, young people, you can go away here a new creature in Christ Jesus tonight. Amen. With your eyes set on higher heights and deeper depths. Hallelujah. You don't have to play the second fiddle to the devil. Amen. See, he was contacting her about this time. He said, now, hey, listen. He said, Jesus said unto her, go get your husband and come here. About that time, the disciples had come back and they was watching. And they seen their master talking to this woman. And they probably thought, my, what's he doing? Maybe they had heard of this woman, how that she had a bad name. And they thought, my, here's our master talking to this woman. Wonder what he's doing talking to her for. And they said, go get your husband. Her words was, sir, I have no husband. Brother Bram said they probably went, our master missed it. For we've seen him all these years. We've been with him. We've seen what he's told Peter. Duke Peter's dad. When Nathaniel came up to us and said, before Philip called you, when you was under the tree praying, I seen you. But here he misses it. But then he said, you said correctly, for you've had five, and the one you're living with now is not yours. Hallelujah. Amen. She said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. Hallelujah. Oh, she knew more than the religious leaders of that day. Makes me think of that when Brother Eddie Biscoe tells that when that woman's up there in that prayer line and Brother Ram says, you're not from here, and said, you're from this, and told her the address. And then people that knew her were sitting in the audience said, he missed it then. Said, we know her personally. He said, she don't live there. When she got back around, sat down beside him, said, oh, looked over there and said, he sure missed it then. She looked over there and said, oh, I forgot to tell you. I was so busy, I moved the other day, and that's the address I moved at. God don't miss it. Amen. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. She said, what? She said, go get your husband. Sir, I perceive you're a prophet. Amen. She said, for thou hast five husbands. The one living with is not yours. The woman said to her, our fathers worship in this mountain. You say that in Jerusalem is a place where we are to worship. Men are to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship you know not what. We know what we worship for salvation of the Jews. They said, you worship, but you don't know what you're worshiping. But we know us because salvation's of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. I believe that's what he's looking for today, tonight, to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. He said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, and which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I'm he that speaks to you. Amen. She dropped her pot right there, ran into the city and said, come see a man that told me everything that I knew. She only told him one thing. He only told her one thing. But I guess, Brother Andy, she thought, well, if he knew that, he knows everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at our story that we read over in St. John. I'm trying to hurry. Amen. St. John. Amen. Or St. Luke, amen, because we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. I believe he has to pass this way. I believe he's passing this way now. I believe he's here. We've invited him, haven't we? Now, since he's invited, I don't want to see him sitting over in the corner with unwashing feet. Amen. I want to worship him. I want to make sure that he knows I'm here and I'm ready to worship him. Amen. Now we look and there he was. And all Zacchaeus. Amen. Now he was on his way. He threw Jericho. And the Bible says there was a man named Zacchaeus. Now he was an unlikely prospect. Because Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And in them days, I guess it's like today. I hate when April the 15th rolls around every year. When Uncle Sam's got to get his fair share. I think he gets more than his fair share. But that's neither here nor there. But they didn't like him because he was a tax collector. Unlikely prospect. I wonder tonight if there's somebody sitting beside you and you thought, my, not them. That's an unlikely prospect. They never get saved. They never come to the house of God. They never worship God. They never repent. But they're sitting here tonight. I've often told this story. I might have told it here. Some of you may know him. Brother Mike Wheeler goes to Jeremy Shriner's church there in Amarillo. And I met him for the first time. I forget how old he was. He was probably about 15 years old, probably. Something like that. I was probably a little bit older than him. I probably was already 15 because I turned 62 in August. He'll turn 62 in January. But he's walking down the street one day, past my house. I was outside and I had a football and I was just throwing it up in the air. And I said, threw it to him and said, catch. He dropped it. I didn't know him from Adam. He dropped it. I said, man, you can't even catch a football. I said, what's the matter with you? And we started talking and we became friends. Well, I started witnessing to him. I witnessed to him, not talked to him, and I had a newspaper route, and I quit my newspaper route because I got a job in a grocery store, so I gave it to him. Then when it got time, because he had to be 16 to work in the grocery store, he turned 16, I got him a job there in the grocery store where we was working at, and we became good friends. And I witnessed to him, and he said, oh, David, I don't know. I said, well, what about this? He said, well, I don't know. I never did live in Jesus' day. I don't know what he would do. So one day he happened to come to church, and his hair was down to here. He came in and he sat down beside me because I was the only one he knew. And an elderly sister in the church said, oh, Brother David brought his girlfriend to church with him. I wanted to give up. Brother Andy, I just want, but something down on the inside wouldn't let me give up on him. Or we'd argue back and forth. I'd talk to him. I'd tell him about the prophet. I'd tell him what happened in our day. And I'd give up on him. But something said, talk to him again. I talked to him again. I don't know how, about 5 years later, one day we was riding down the streets of Amarillo. We'd go in down there and he said, David, I got to change my ways. I said, well, when are you going to do it? He hit his hand on the dashboard and said, I promise you tomorrow I'll be in church. I ain't going to promise you I'll be at your church, but I promise you I'll be at church somewhere. He came to our church, never left. God's got sticking power. Amen. He's got sticking power. Amen. He was an unlikely prospect maybe. Amen. To a lot of folks, but I couldn't give up on him. Maybe Zacchaeus was an unlikely prospect. But God said, I got to come by his way. Amen. I wonder tonight if there's somebody in here that you think is an unlikely prospect. But I believe God's coming by tonight. Amen. God's coming by tonight. Then let's look here. The necessity which pressed upon the Savior to say, I must go by. I believe he was looking for a sinner who needed and would accept his mercy. I wonder tonight if there be anybody in the house tonight that's a sinner and would accept his mercy and say, God, I need your mercy tonight. I need your grace tonight. I need your forgiveness tonight. I wonder if there be somebody in the house tonight that he's passing by. He said he'd be here. He said, we're two or three together in my name, then I'll be in the midst. He's never backed down on a promise. Amen. He's always kept his word. I believe he's here. Is there someone in the house that needs him tonight? Is there somebody that needs salvation tonight? Good time to do it. Right here at the closing of 1 year into another year, it's a good time to do it. You young people, you think you're maybe sitting here and you say, I totally gave my life to God. Well, now's the time. Tonight's the night. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. We ain't promised to walk out them doors alive. What about, I believe he was looking for a person who would illustrate the sovereignty of his choice. Hallelujah. It's not my choice, but it's his choice. Maybe you wouldn't have chose me, and I wouldn't have chose you, but it's what he done. His choice. The sovereignty of his choice. Amen, Brother Doug. I don't have to, God don't have to say, can I heal Brother Doug? Can I do this? Can I say, no, he don't have to ask nobody. He just does it. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I wonder if he's looking for a person tonight who would illustrate the sovereignty of his choice. Hallelujah. Say, here I am, Lord. Amen. Don't pass me by. While on others thou art calling. Amen. Do not pass me by. Amen. How about a character whose renewal would magnify his grace? Oh, I believe maybe we need a renewal tonight. A renewal in our spirit. A renewal in our soul. David, when he was talking in the Psalms, he didn't say so much as him being a shepherd, but also as him being a sheep. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He places me in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Amen. Every now and then we need a renewal in our spirit. We need a renewal in our soul. Amen. Maybe you're here tonight and this year's been rough. Amen. You don't know which way to turn, which way to go. This happened, that happened. Maybe you're here tonight and you need a renewal in your spirit. You need a renewal in your soul. Say, Lord, as you're passing this way, do not pass me by. I need a renewal. I need a refreshing. I need another dose of the Spirit of God. I need a refreshing upon my soul. Hallelujah. That's what I want. A refreshing. Amen, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a renewing, amen, Pentecost, amen, the book of Acts, Acts 2, the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost. In Acts 4, they were back in the upper room praying, say, God, I need, they're threatening us, they're beating us, they're talking about us. They say, if we preach any more in your name, they'll kill us. Hey, Lord, help us. And the Bible says that the place was shaken where they were assembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. In other words, they were birthed in Acts 2. In Acts 4, they had a refilling, and they went out and began to preach the Word of God with more boldness and power than they ever had before. That's what we need, a renewing, a refreshing. How about maybe he's looking for a host who would entertain him with hearty hospitality. He's looking for somebody that will entertain him tonight. He's looking for somebody that will wash his feet tonight. He's looking for somebody that will give him praise tonight. He's looking for somebody that will give him glory tonight. He's looking for somebody that will just live for him. Can I read you something? Thank you. Hallelujah. Appreciate that. Amen. The Message called Pride. Me and my wife was listening to this, and I thought, if Brother Branham can get people to come to the altar or worship him, then who am I? Amen. It's still the same old devil that we fight. Brother Branham said, the devil takes his man, but don't his spirit. He uses his spirit on somebody else. God don't take his spirit. He just takes the man, places his spirit over on somebody else. But Brother Branham preached this message, pride. First time he said I ever used this scripture where he was invited to Simon's house. And he goes down at the end of the service. Now listen to what he says at the end of the service. He said, would you stand? See, he's wanting you to be entertaining him tonight. Brother Branham said it like this. He said, would you stand to your feet right now, man or woman, boy or girl, to accept the Lord Jesus? Now, nobody's standing to their feet. This is your prophet, and nobody's standing to their feet. He said, what's the matter here? Something's wrong. He said, don't tell me. I don't know. You know what's the matter. You're afraid your neighbor will say something about it. You're afraid somebody else is going to say something. What's Jesus going to say? Right. Jesus unentertained in your heart. Oh, he was so broke up, Brother Doug, on this. He said, Jesus with dirty feet. Jesus unentertained. Jesus not worshiped. Oh, God, help us, Lord, to worship you. Help us to entertain you tonight, Lord. Help us to make you welcome tonight. He said, what will Jesus say about it? He said, Jesus unentertained in your heart. He said, this may be your last time, buddy. He said, sister, this may be your last time. He said, Jesus is near. He's unkissed today. The congregation's indifferent towards him. He came down last night and healed all your sick and things, sent them home well, healed him well. Come down and showed you he was here at the platform by doing great signs and wonders in this little cabin out here on the ground. Come down from glory to prove that he was here by his word. And today you let him sit unentertained. Oh, I'd rather have my party. Striking. I'd rather have my party. I'd rather do this. I'd rather do that. He said he's sitting there unentertained. Amen. Oh God, I don't want you to sit around. You want to be entertained? Let me entertain you, Lord. Also, what he's looking for somebody that'd be his advertising agent. Amen. Just to live the way he wants me to live so I can advertise it to somebody else. You take something, a restaurant that you like to eat at, and if it's real good, you'll advertise it. They don't have to advertise it. You'll advertise it for them. This little boy walked into the a bar, looked over the barkeeper and said, sir, your sign's falling down outside. He went outside and looked. And he said, no, sir, son, you're mistaken. My sign's up there. That's the best sign I got. Look, it's still standing up there. He said, no, sir, I ain't talking about that sign. I'm talking about the one that's laying over in the ditch here. Amen. That's the proof that what you're selling in here really works. Amen. Oh, tonight, we're God's advertising agent. I want to be the one that is proof that this Bible really works, that this Holy Ghost really works, that it'll save men, it'll save women, it'll save the young people, it'll make you love one another, it'll make you full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What was it? Amen. It was a necessity. A predestination which rendered it true. Today, I must come by here. I must come by here. I must come to your house. I must come to your house. I believe that's what he wanting to do. Come to your house. There's also a necessity, a love in the Redeemer's heart. Amen. There's also a necessity in order for to the blessing of others through Zacchaeus. Amen. He wants to bless others through me and you tonight. Amen. He wants to bless others. God, help me, Lord, to be a blessing to others. Lord, let me, when I come to go somewhere to preach, Lord, don't let me preach my own agenda. I really ain't got no agenda. The only agenda I got is like the prophet of God had, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he's still real, that he still lives among his people. Whew. Amen. He's still real. Still lives. He still saves. He still heals. Amen. He still cares about you. And tonight, if you need him, he's passing by. He's passing by. Amen. He's passing by. I said he's passing by tonight. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here and you're sick tonight. The doctors give you up, but he's here. Amen. Amen. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm the Lord God that healeth all thy diseases. By my stripes you're healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let us just require whether there is such a necessity in reference to me and you tonight. The Bible says, amen, that he received, that where we receive him this day. The Bible said that Zacchaeus made haste. In other words, he said, hey, I ain't got time. Tomorrow may be too late. I got to do it now. That's what I got to do. I got to make haste. When Moses said, eat it with your shoes on, talking about the Passover, eat it in haste. Eat it with your shoes on. Your loins girt about you. Your staff in your hand. Be ready to move out at any time. It's time that we eat it in haste. Amen. And the Bible said that Zacchaeus, in order to see him, he had to run ahead of the press. I mean, they were pressing in. Well, he's just an old fanatic. He's a soothsayer. He's illegitimate born. He had to run ahead of all of that and climb up in a sycamore tree to see him. Tonight, we got to run ahead. Well, why are you coming down here, Brother Doug's church? You got to run ahead of all that. Why you come here anyway? Why are you going to praise him? Why are you going to lift your hands anyway? Why are you doing this anyway? Don't you know God's dead? Amen. 1965, he left the, no, 1965, he didn't left the scene. The prophet just left the scene, but the pillar of fire is still here leading the children of God. Amen. And the Bible says, Jesus said, when I come, I'll go away, but I'll send a comforter. And when that comforter comes, he'll lead you and guide you to all truth. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. Amen. Oh, I believe he's here tonight to lead you and guide you. He said, I got to pass this way. Let us run ahead of the press, no matter what the press says. Well, they say, hey, you can't get anything out of God. God, you know, 1963 was all, nah, I don't care what they say. Let them put all kinds of dates on it. Let them do this. Let them do that. But I still believe that God's here to meet every need tonight. Hallelujah. Got to run ahead of all that stuff. I got to run ahead of what people are saying. I got to run ahead of what they're thinking. I can't depend on what people think. I can't rely on what they think. I can't rely on what they're saying. Amen. Because the devil's a liar tonight. They sung that song. He's a liar. Amen. Put him under your feet where he belongs and say, God, I'm coming to this service tonight. And before this service is here, before I take the Lord's Supper, Lord, I'm coming to you, Lord. And I'm asking you to come down and quicken what's on the inside of me, Lord God. Let it not lay dormant anymore, but quicken that on the inside of me. That word that's been laying dormant on the inside of me, quicken it tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Quicken it tonight, Lord. Amen. So he said he made haste. We'll receive him heartily. The Bible says that he received him joyfully. I want to say, God, I thank you tonight. I raise my hands to you tonight and I thank you, Lord. God, it could be somebody else in my seat, Lord, but you chose me, Lord. And here I am tonight, Lord. I want to thank you for your choice tonight, Lord. I want to thank you for your grace tonight. I want to thank you for sending me a message tonight. I want to thank you for sending me a prophet to tell me the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Receive him joyfully. Will we receive him? Whatever others say. See, the Bible says that we're murmurers. Amen. There's always going to be murmurs. There's always going to be critics. You start out living for God, you're going to be, somebody's going to criticize you. Well, you should have went here. You should have went there. You should have did this. You should have did that. I'm leaving all the critics behind and pressing on. I don't care what the critics say. I don't care what the murmurers say. I'm going to say, Lord, here I am. Come by my place. Amen. I'm looking for you, Lord. I want you to come by my place tonight, Lord. I want you to receive me, Lord. Lord, your choice. Amen. The sovereignty of your choice, Lord. The sovereignty of your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll receive him as Lord. He said, behold, Lord, I don't want him just to be my Savior. A lot of people, that's all they want to be. Lord, just save me from hell. But don't you tell me what to do and what not to do. Don't you tell me what church I need to go to and what church I don't need to go to. Don't you tell me how I should live and how I shouldn't live. You're not ready yet. God, I don't care. Lord, let me receive you, not just as my Savior, but as my Lord. As my ruler, Lord. God, let me have your will in my life, Lord. Let me be in the center of your will, Lord. God, if you want me to go to Brother Doug's church, and go, Lord, let me go there, Lord. Or Brother Homer, Lord, let me wherever I'm planted, let me bloom, Lord. I've seen it over the years. I've seen them get up, speak in tongues, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm not being at Brother Doug's church. But when persecution sets in, Brother Doug, I'm leaving. Brother Homer, I ain't going to be here no more. You really didn't, either God lied or you really didn't have the will of God for your life. or something's wrong somewhere. Help me, Lord, that you be my ruler. Be my leader, Lord. Keep leading me, Lord. Let me keep pressing on to the mark of that high calling. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Said, we'll receive him so as to place our substance under his control of his laws. Lord, I'm placing my substance. Everything. I'm placing my hands, my feet, my eyes, my ears. I remember one time this brother was telling me one time, he said that he was going, him and this other brother was riding down the road. And you know, sometimes, I don't know how it is, always heard, and I ain't trying to say this for a joke or whatever, but they always said there was three ways, the fastest way of communication: telegram, telephone, tell a woman. But then somebody came along and said, tell a preacher. Sometimes they're the worst gossipers there is. Preach on, preacher. Amen. And we want to, and sometimes we thrive on that. But God, don't let me lend my ears to be a garbage can. Sometimes we can't wait to see what this brother, oh yeah, he messed up. That sister, she messed up. This one messed up. That preacher messed up. Well, what about you tonight? God, I need you. Brother, another brother riding down the road. He said, brother, let me tell you what this other brother done. His brother looked over at him and said, I canceled my subscription. He looked at him and said, cancel your subscription? Said, yeah, to the Message Inquirer. Said, I canceled it a long time ago. I believe that's what we need to do. Cancel our subscription to the Message Inquirer and say, God, have mercy on these people. I don't want to see nobody lost. Lord, bring us a Lord. There's going to be a body. There's going to be a group of people that's brought into the unity of Christ. Brought into that statue of a perfect man. Amen. Hallelujah. There's going to be a group of people. I believe there's going to be a bride. Amen. Hallelujah. Now the Bible says that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. How many's ever made appointments with a doctor or dentist? How many have ever had to cancel them appointments? It's appointed unto man once to die. Brother Andy, maybe there's a group of people under the sound of my voice tonight that I have to cancel that appointment. Amen. Because I believe we're living here. Amen. I believe it can't be much longer. That man, some morning between 6 and 9. Whew. Oh, Brother Doug, I'm going to feel a sweep come over me. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, my wife's going to look and say, David, you got your hair back. I'm going to say, honey, you got your brown hair. Hallelujah. The wrinkles are gone. That hump's out of your back. Amen. I'm changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to go over there and sit around that table thousands of miles long and let the King come out in his beauty and his glory, wipe the tears from our eyes and say, don't cry no more. It's all over. Enter into the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Amen. Place everything under his control. Number three, what will happen if Christ comes to stay, comes our way? We must be ready to face obstacles at home. Not just, what about this home? See, Ruth, when she got there, see, they was over there, and you know what it was. They was over there in the time of, they had left their homeland. Even Naomi, when they started going back, because they found out the famine was over with, everything was all right, she said, don't call me Naomi no more. That meant pleasant. But call me, and I forget another name, but said that meant bitter. Because God has dealt his hand heavily with me. And as they was walking along, going back, Brother Bram said, we're never blessed until we're in our homeland. Our homeland is the message of the hour. We're never going to be blessed until we get back to the message of the hour. And so that's going over there. And Ruth said, listen, why are you following me? He said, listen, if I should get married again this day and have a husband and have children and they grow up, will you wait on them to marry them and whatever? So you need to go on. Go back. And Orpha, her, Ruth's sister-in-law, kissed Naomi goodbye and went back. And Brother Bram said she was never mentioned no more. Excommunicated. But Ruth spoke up and said, I'm going where you go. I'm going to lodge where you lodge. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Amen. She spoke them words, but she didn't find everybody patting her on the back. Said, oh, we're glad you're here. She found disappointment. She found heartache. She found trials. But oh, hallelujah. When Boaz found out who she was, them reapers said, listen, don't let it be too hard on her. Drop every now and then, drop some handfuls on purpose. Oh, every now and then he'll drop some handfuls on purpose. She found some obstacles. We'll find obstacles. Amen. But it's time we burn our bridges. Amen. Can I? Oh, God, help me. Let me sit in the right way. And I understand. Hey, oh, Jesus. You just, Lord, you've seen a lot of people and a lot of young people. I love the young people. I want to see them delivered. You know, and a lot of elder, you know, I want to see them delivered, whatever their needs are. Amen. But sometimes we go from this prayer line to this prayer line to this prayer line, and that's all right. But you know what? Sometimes we're just hindering God. Amen. The prophet of God said, we go from this one to this one and that one. He said, what we need to do is determine ourselves to make it up in ourselves. And God, I'm going to serve you. Burn our bridges behind us and see, let go and let God have his way and see what God will do. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if so-and-so lay hands on me, if so-and-so, Lord God, help me tonight. God, I need you to lay your hands on me. Must get rid of anything that would hinder his stay. Lord, let me get rid of anything that would hinder you, Lord. Anything that would hinder your stay, Lord. I don't want it. Take it away from me, Lord. God, just take it away. Clean out this boy one time. He came up to the preacher and said, I need the cobwebs cleaned out of my life. So the preacher prayed for him and said, God, clean all the cobwebs. A month later, same preacher came by. The same boy come up to the prayer line. Said, preacher, I need all the cobwebs cleaned out of my life. The preacher prayed for him and said, Lord, clean all the cobwebs out of his life. 2 months went by. Same preacher came by. The same boy came up in the prayer line. Said, preacher, I need all the cobwebs cleaned out of my life. The preacher said, I ain't going to pray God to clean out all the cobwebs anymore. I'm going to pray God kill the spider. Amen, because that's the one that's making all the cobwebs. You just kill the spider, there won't be no more cobwebs. Amen. God, kill the spider, Lord. Clean out the cobwebs. But Lord, what are you doing now? Kill the spider, Lord. Hallelujah. Take away anything that would hinder me, Lord. You stand. We must not admit no one who would grieve our Lord. God help me, Lord. Anything that would grieve you in my life, Lord. I remember what I told my wife the other night. I said, you know, there's people that, and I said, you know, sometimes maybe God just trying to talk to me. I don't know. But I had a brother tell me, I went by and preached for him. And then he called me up. We made arrangements. He said, well, come by here on Wednesday night, Brother David, speak for us. You're going out west, so came, and then he texted me and said, whoo, Brother David said, we need to pray. He said, everybody's got the flu here. And I said, well, okay. Start praying. I said, well, Lord, I don't know, Lord. If you don't want me to go, then, Lord, because whatever your will is, Lord, that's what I want to be. So I text him back, said, well, what do you think? He said, well, come on by. He said, come by, because he said, some of them are better now and getting better, and those that are sick, they're just going to stay home and everything. But said, David, make sure you keep prayed up. Then I had another brother talking to me, and I was talking to him. He said, David, make sure you behave yourself. So I said, God, is it something that you're trying to tell me, Lord, that I need to do, Lord Jesus? Because, Lord, preachers are not exempt from things. There's been a lot of preachers over the years that's wrecked up. There's been a lot of preachers over the years that's got mixed up in their marriage, but they're still trying to preach. When the prophet of God said, it takes you out of the pulpit. Whew. Amen. That's what he said. We either believe him or we don't. We believe he's God's servant, God's prophet, or we don't. Amen. I just believe he's God's prophet. I just believe what he said is the truth. Amen. People want to come around here and say, oh, I'm sniffing out them spirits. I'm sniffing out them spirits. Brother Bram said, you can't do that. Tyson Spirits, 1955. He said, you can't do that. We either believe God's prophet or we take somebody else's word for it. I just believe God's prophet. Amen. So, Lord, what anything that would give you, help me, Lord. Let him rule our house. Amen. I want, Lord, you to rule my house, Lord Jesus. I want to give you my best tonight, Lord. And not only tonight, Lord, but every day of the week, this 2023, Lord, let me give you my best, Lord. Let me give you my best testimony, my best worship, my best praise, my best everything, Lord. Let me give it to you tonight. Let me give it to you in this coming year, Lord. And let him use us and ours as instruments for his kingdom. Lord, let me just be an instrument. Yield it to you, Lord. Lord, wherever I go, Lord, that I'll be just yielded to you. That God, you use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Don't forsake me, Lord. Use me, Lord. You know, the Savior never did hear Zacchaeus invite him. But he heard his heart. Amen. He heard his heart. Sometimes words that can't be uttered. He hears your heart. Let him hear your heart tonight. Maybe you got words that you can't even utter tonight. But he'll hear your heart. He'll hear your heart's cry. He hears that kiss. And contrary to custom, the host is invited by the guest. Can you imagine? I'm coming to your house. I'm coming your way. I'm coming by your place. He didn't hear Zacchaeus' heart or his voice, but he heard his heart. He said, I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to your house. I'm going to come by your place. I'm going to come by Love Divine Fellowship. Amen. There's people that need me. There's people that need me tonight. There's people that need the Holy Ghost. There's people that need salvation. There's people that need healed. Let me read you some things now. 1957, he was to pass this way. He said, maybe there's a Christian businessman or a man sitting here this morning that Rebecca has prayed for. You know, Brother Bram told the story how that Rebecca was Zacchaeus' wife and she prayed for him. Maybe you prayed for your wife praying for you, and here you're sitting tonight. I don't know. Some I don't know here in this. Maybe you're sitting here. Young people, maybe your mom's prayed for you. Your dad's prayed for you. Here you are sitting here tonight. So Rebecca has prayed for you. You knew he was to pass this way this morning. I like to say it like this. You knew he was to pass this way tonight. Hallelujah. He knows where you're at. He sees you. No matter how much leaf you're raising up, he knows who you are. Oh, you may put up some leaf of false pretense, false belief, pretending like you're this, pretending like you're this. Put up a leaf in front of you, but he knows who you are tonight. He knows that you're behind that false pretense of Christianity or whatever it may be. He knows you're behind that leaf, and he's saying, come down. Take that leaf away from you and come down, because I got to come by your way tonight. Take that leaf from you. Get out from behind that leaf tonight. Quit hiding. Quit hiding behind this. Quit hiding behind church. Quit hiding behind this. Quit hiding behind this preacher, that preacher. And come down. Come down. Hallelujah. He said he knows right where you're sitting. He knows all about it. He says, I wonder, will we bow our heads just a moment in prayer? Father God, we heard that you was to pass this way tonight. I don't know these people. There may be a Zacchaeus sitting here. I do not know. Maybe a dear mother has prayed for her wandering boy. Oh, he's been blessed, truly. He's in business. He's got a family now. Mother's done gone on, but her prayers are still real. We heard such a testimony a while ago of a wandering boy, dear old daddy, who preached the gospel. Oh, you're always near. Again, the same message. Maybe that boy or girl, whatever it may be, might be in, has wandered far away, but they drifted in the door tonight. Said, well, I heard that he was to pass this way. I heard he was to come by. I heard he had need to come by here. Just take that leaf away from them, Lord, this morning. Come by, call them by name and say, child of mine, I've come to answer your mother or your wife or father's prayer. I come to receive you. I'm going back home with you tonight. I'm going to leave this New York restaurant. I'm going home with you. Not only am I just going for dinner, I'm going to abide with you till I bring you to mother and dad again. Oh, Christ, who knows the heart of man, who knows that Zacchaeus was in the tree. He knew his name. You know his thoughts. You're speaking to our consciousness, not to our hearts. We pray, God, that you will unfold our sins to us. And may that Zacchaeus slip lovely down from the tree just now, off of the high perch, come down and humble himself at the foot of the cross to say, Lord, here I come. Here I come. Again, 1964, Topeka, Kansas. He said, brother, sister, messages, who is Jesus? He said, brother, sister, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is to pass this way this morning. He has passed this way through the city, been here this week with us. You know what? If the President Johnson came to Topeka, the flags would be up, the streets would be decorated. Now we know. It's 11:14 here. Back home where I'm from, it's already past midnight. Up in New York, it's way past midnight. And they had a big old, in New York, they had a big old deal, you know. The ball drops, they count down, have a big, and they invite the big celebrity. And you'll get people to come out. Hear the big celebrity. It may be freezing weather, it may be cold, but they'll be out there to hear this one. Said rocking in the new year or whatever. Count down to the ball drops. What about Jesus being here? He said he can come by here. President Johnson can come by and the flags will be up. All this, everything, they'll decorate the streets. They'll do all this. But Jesus can come by. And he said there's still empty seats. He said it's hardly anybody wants to come and see him. You'd have to have a police escort to get the president in this city. But we have plenty of seating room. See the difference? They don't care to see him. He said, I hope Zacchaeus is here this morning. And when he is passing this way, that's him talking to you. I wonder if there's Zacchaeus in the building tonight. And he said, he's got to come. And Brother Bram said, as he's passing this way, that's him talking to you. That's him talking to you. He said, he came down on the tree. Of course, the critics wanted to say this man's a sinner. He said, Lord, if I took anything through false accusation, I'll restore it back 100-fold. I'll give it back. If I defrauded any man, I'm ready to make it right again. I'm ready. Amen. I wonder tonight if they'll put up that scripture that we read. Can y'all put that up in St. John 4? And don't put up verse 4, but put up verse 3. I want you to look at something. It said he left Judea, and departed again into Galilee. In other words, he'd been there once before. But this time it was different for that woman. You may be sitting here tonight, and you say, well, Brother David, I've got prayed for before. But maybe tonight, it'd be just a little bit different. I've came to the altar before. But tonight, may just be a little bit different. See, he departed Judea and went to Galilee again. Departed again into Galilee. I wonder tonight, maybe you come to the altar before, but maybe he wants you to do it one more time. That woman, she'd been to the well many times. But this time when she went, she met the real husband. Hallelujah. She met her real husband. Let's stand together. If you're here tonight and our head bowed and our eyes closed, I wonder tonight, if you're here, you say, well, Brother David, I've been prayed for before. Well, maybe tonight it's just going to be a little different. Maybe you say, well, I've been to the altar before. Well, maybe tonight's just a little bit different because I believe he's here tonight. He said he had to pass this way. He said he had a need to go by the way of Samaria. So I wonder tonight, is your head up bowed and your eyes are closed? He said, I don't know, Brother Dave. Why don't you just say, Lord, here I am. I'm coming again. The fountain's open. And I'm coming again. I'm coming again, Lord. Amen. If you're here, you need prayer, right before we enter in, right before I turn it back to Brother Doug or whatever else is going to happen, maybe you're here tonight and you say, I need prayer. I've been prayed for before. I've done this before. But why don't you come and try it one more time? I believe he's calling tonight. Maybe this time it's different. Because he said he's passing this way. Young people, you need him. He said, well, I've raised my hand before. I knelt before. Won't you kneel again and say, here I am, Lord. I need you. It's going to be different this time. Because I believe you're here. And I believe you're passing my way. And I believe you're calling, saying, Zacchaeus, come down. Take that leaf away from you. Get out from behind what you're hiding behind. Because I know who you are. And I know what you have need of. Hallelujah. Amen. What are you playing, sister? Amen. Listening to that as they're praying and whatever the need is. If you need prayer, we'd be glad to pray for you. Amen. Let's just pray. Prayer tonight. Just draw me close to you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, my. God, help us tonight. You're my desire, Lord. No one else would do, Lord. Oh, nothing else. There's nothing in this world. No football game. No, nothing else can take your place, Lord. Oh, help us, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh. Oh, is he all you want tonight? Is he all you need? Oh, help us, Lord. Then if he's all you want, if he's all you need, then why don't you tell him about it? Why don't you tell him about it? Say, here I am, Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just sing it again as Brother Doug makes his way. Amen. Host. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would there be another one who wants to come? Amen. Just come and kneel down and say, Lord, here I am tonight. Hallelujah. Here I am. Amen.
Lord, I Singing,
sing out a love song to Jesus. Yes, in moments like these, oh, I lift up my hands. Yes, I lift up my hands to you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Singing on, oh, I love you, Lord. Singing on, love you, Lord. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Yes, Jesus be the Lord of all. The Jesus, I surrender all. Yes, Jesus, I surrender all. Lord Jesus, I surrender all of the kingdom of my heart, and cause me to come to thy river, O Lord. Won't you cause me to come to thy river, O Lord? Just worship him tonight, friends. Cause me to come to thy river, O Lord. Yes, cause me to come, and cause me to drink, and cause me to live. Cause me to drink from thy river, O Lord. Won't you cause me to drink from thy river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from thy river, O Lord. Yes, cause me to come and cause me to drink and cause me to live. Cause me to live. Yes, cause me to live at thy river, O Lord. Won't you cause me to live at thy river, O Lord? Yes, cause me to live at thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come, cause me to drink, cause me to live. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of God now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of God now breathe on me. Let it breathe. Just lift your hands to Him. Amen. Have your way tonight, Lord. I know that's what you want to do. We're inviting you, Lord. Let the breath of God now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of God now breathe on me. Come, Holy Spirit, I need Thee. Won't you come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Strength and Thy power. Oh, come in Thy own special way. Won't you come, Holy Spirit, I need Thee. Won't you come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Won't you come? Thy power, oh, come, special way, and may Jesus, make me more like Thee, and give me a heart that's filled with love, and make me more like Thee. Won't you make me more? Yes, Jesus, make me more like Thee, and give me a heart that's filled with love. And For Jesus, I have this longing in my heart for Him. Just to say that tonight. I'm so glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. I'm so glad your mercy has followed. Blessed be His wonderful name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're going to change the order of the service here in just a moment. If you don't feel His presence here tonight, well, I don't know what to tell you. We don't go by feelings, but I'm sure glad that I can not only know Him, but I can feel His presence too. You know, if you just look at the little children, they're the thermometers. The little children are hugging lovey and settled down. They're just surrendered. They're just, they're not uptight. They're not nervous. Just the Spirit of the Lord brings liberty, brings peace. There's a great spirit of liberty here tonight. There's a great spirit of unity here tonight. And I've been so looking forward to this. And it's here. Amen. And I'm just in full expectation. There's healing in the cup. I'm in full expectation. We're not going to leave with different sicknesses, and we're not going to have sicknesses because people are continuing to take communion and they're not repenting or prayed up. I believe every one of you is repenting tonight. I believe every one of you has come with the right attitude, the right approach, and I believe and fully expect to benefit from communion here tonight. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to gather together with those of like precious faith and to obey the commandments of the Lord. He commanded us to get baptized in water. He commanded us to take communion, and He commanded us to wash one another's feet. And I'm thankful that we can do that, all of those tonight, right? Well, you've been baptized in water. If you haven't, then you can get you can repent and be baptized. As I said, we'll change the order here in just a moment, but I just wanted to read a couple of statements here real quick before we do. Having to do with New Year. This first one's just a little lengthy, but just fits right in with what we heard tonight. Brother Branham said, "And I say tonight, if a man wants to have a real change come on him, let him come face to face with God and meet Him one time. Then he can say, from then on, from that time on, I was a changed man. I know by experience. In a little while, the church will be gathered here around the altar. You'll be consecrating your lives anew. you'll be giving up things and laying things on the altar. Brother, let me give you some advice. If you've never met God face to face, let me tell you something. You stay at that altar. Just stay there until you meet God. Then you can point your finger back to that New Year night and not say, I turned a new page or I made a new vow. But from that time on, I met God. And a life was changed. And things were different. And everything become new to me again from that time on, the time that you meet God. It ain't meet a new year. We're going to face it in a few minutes after a while. About 2.5 hours, I suppose, maybe less than that. We'll be meeting a new year face to face. We'll meet it with vows. We'll meet it with pledges. We'll meet it with good intention. We'll meet it saying, we'll try to turn a new page. We'll try to do different. That's all good. I appreciate that. But brother, it'll never be eternal until you meet God first. When you meet God first, and from then on, everything will be different. He says, let us pray when we bow our heads. And then he prayed this prayer. He said, Lord Jesus, Son of God, I remember the time when I met you, Lord. I remember a miserable wretch living a good moral life, not running around drinking or gambling or smoking or so forth. But I know, Lord, when death comes stealing up into that hospital room some 20 years ago, there was something lacking in my life. There I met God, and from that time, Lord, I've tried to serve you. My life has changed, and everything looks different. And I'm so glad that I met you, Lord. And tonight, facing the new year, I'm glad to say that I can face it with the Spirit of the living God in my heart. And when he can say that tonight, that's what we want to do. He says, give us experiences, Lord. Give us of thy goodness and mercy. Forgive us of our sins. And let us live through this coming year, O Lord, with an experience that we have met you and our lives have been changed. Grant it, Lord. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Place within us your Holy Ghost. Lead us and guide us. That was from that time in 1959, New Year's Eve. Again, from Shalom, January 19th, 1964, he says, God stands on the promised word for each new year. He stands on it this year to fulfill what he's got promised for this year. How many knows God has things promised for this year? Whatever it is, I want to be right in the center of his will in the future like they did. So the new year is determined by God, just determined to stay in his word. Walk where the word says walk. As we come now to a close, like others, elected seed did in their day when they saw the word, what did they do? They walked in it. If they were elected seed in other ages, for he is the unfailing word, how many believes that Jesus Christ is the word? Oh my, he says. Again, further down in the same message, he says, face the new year with this. Put him as David said, I'll put him always before me because he's on my right hand. I shall not be moved. If you meet death this year, what difference does it make? God promised that he would raise you up. If an accident kills you, what difference does it make? You have eternal life. I'll raise him up at the last days. Amen. What if anything happens? No matter what it is, nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ. Hunger, peril, nakedness, no matter what it is, nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ. Again, further down in the very same message, he says, if you're not ready today, friend, start this new year outright. Start it with your hand in God's hand, God's word in your heart, saying, Lord Jesus, I don't know what part of this symphony that you want me to play, but at when that junction comes for me to be persecuted, laughed at, made fun of, I still take my stand that your symphony will not be messed up because of me. I'll stay right with your word no matter what it is. I'll stay right there. And when death beats up to my door, that's part of the symphony. I know then that just as sure as it beat death up to my door, the resurrection will beat out one of these days too. And you'll raise me up again. It's part of your symphony. Lord, let me be part of that, will you? How many would like to take that vow and say, beginning this new year, Brother Branham, starting this meeting right now, I now promise God to take my stand, to never fail to stay right with His promised word, and to live just exactly the way He promised it, in meekness and humility, that God might take my life and place it into His great symphony, that same group He'll raise up at the last days. I'm going to raise my hand, Brother Branham, not to you, but to God. Remember me in prayer. God bless you everywhere. The Lord bless you. He says, my hand's up too. Amen. Blessed be His wonderful name. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, as we change the order of the service in obedience to Your word, Lord, we know that there's blessings and there's protection, there's peace, there's rest. Everything that we have need of is in Your word. And when we stay behind Your word, stand upon Your word, Lord, what can come against us? What can prevail? Lord, as we partake of these symbols again here tonight, Lord, recognizing that the unleavened bread that we're going to partake of, first of all, Lord, we ask that You would bless it, bless the hands that prepared it, bless it to the goodness of our bodies, and likewise the wine, Lord, we ask that You would bless that to the goodness of our bodies. And we recognize, Lord, that the unleavened bread is a symbol of Your body, which was given for us. It's a symbol of the word that we partake of. We know that it's not literally Your body, but it symbolizes it. But we take it, Lord, in symbol form, and we're commemorating Your death and Your resurrection. And Lord, the wine, we know that it's representing the life that was in Your blood that was released, that comes back into the heart of the believer. We know that that wine is not literally Your life, but we take it, Lord, and symbolically. Likewise, Lord, we surrender to You, and we desire to be filled with Your life. Father, maybe there are some here tonight that haven't been filled with Your life yet. But Lord, we know that You're faithful. We know that if they surrender, if they'll die out to themselves, not partly, not sort of, not halfway, but just completely surrender and say, Lord, I don't even want to go on without You. Lord, You promised if we would repent of our sin, confess You as our Savior, as we heard tonight, not just accept You as Savior, but we now want You to be Lord, Lord of all. You promised, Lord, You'd fill us with Your very life. You'd give us the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we believe that You're still fulfilling that word tonight, that word is just as true tonight as it was when You spoke it, and You're still fulfilling it here tonight. And Lord, perhaps most of us have been baptized in Your Spirit, we're born again of Your Spirit, but Lord, we'll admit tonight we could use a good refilling tonight. We could use another outpouring. We could use more of Your life, Lord, more of Your Spirit. We ask, Lord, that You would pour Your Spirit out upon us. Lord, as we partake of this in symbol form, may we also partake of it literally tonight, Lord, as You move through the body. Father, we'll repent of anything that we trust that Your word has gone forth and it's brought conviction, not condemnation, but conviction. And we thank You for it, Lord, because if you didn't convict us, we wouldn't know what to repent of, and we couldn't be. You won't break Your own word. You won't break Your own laws. You won't step over it without repentance. We can't receive these things. But Lord, we gladly repent here tonight. We gladly ask for forgiveness, Lord, trusting and knowing that as Your word declares to us, that if we would confess our sins, You're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, Lord, as we've also heard tonight, we want You to go before us. We want Your word to go before us, and we want to put everything else behind us. There's nothing we can do about yesterday. We want that chapter to be closed. We want any sin, Lord, to be washed by the washing of the water of Your word, to be scrubbed by the blood, to be annihilated, Lord, to no longer even be something that can be brought up or brought into remembrance. Father, as we come to the table tonight, as we do this in obedience to your word, you told us that there's healing in the cup. You told us, Lord, that if we partake of it worthily, and we know, speaking of worthily, that we just come with the right approach. We come, with a repentant heart. We come, Lord, knowing that we've made everything right, that we have every right to come up to the table tonight and to partake. And we know, Lord, that it's a serious thing to not partake. So we know that some have taken the approach in the past that, well, I'm not ready and I don't want to take of it unworthily, but because they're worried about what might happen. Well, we ought to be equally concerned about not being obedient and partaking of communion. And it only takes just a moment in time to make things right. You don't have a cooling off period. We don't have to beg you. We just have to truly have a sorrowful repentance. And then trust you and believe you, Lord, when you say that you've forgiven it and you've washed it away. It's just that simple. We want to come that way tonight, Lord. Not just tonight. We're thankful that we have this. You said, do this often in remembrance of me. We're thankful that we have this ordinance that we partake of, Lord, to remind us that we shouldn't let a day go by without being able to say, it is well with my soul. We should be in a walk with you each and every day, not just wait for a certain time of the month or year to make things right, but Lord, especially now, we're entering into a new year. Don't let us take grudges or funny feelings, or don't let us take anything into this new year that doesn't belong in this new year. Let us not carry any baggage along, Lord. Let us go into it fresh and clean, and washed by the water of your word, scrubbed by your blood. Won't you grant it tonight, Lord? I pray that you minister to each and every heart. And I pray, Lord, that we would come boldly and humbly but boldly to your table and believing, Lord, that everything that we have need of is here tonight. Grant it, Lord. We love you and we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for a sister here in just a little bit. We have a special need here tonight. If you can wait till tomorrow, we'll certainly be opportunity to pray for any other needs, but we have a special need that was brought before us, and so we want to make sure that we're doing everything that we're supposed to do, because we have a promise. Satan can't stay, sickness can't stay. We have a promise, right? And so we're in full expectation that God's going to meet this need tonight. We'll pray for our sister here towards the end of the service, or after we take communion here tonight.